It is 7:40, and it is Tuesday, not Monday, so we get to chat with Scott Kleinberg, social media strategist. And if you need a break from the daily grind of social media, who better to tell you how than Scott? And Scott, I thought your goal was to keep people on social media.
Morning, Bob. You know, it used to be, but, you know, things have changed, and I've changed. And now, when and if it makes sense, I like to help others change, too. I want to make it clear that I still think social media is awesome. It's fun. I'll always be an advocate. But I do think it's better when you have the right approach and the right attitude.
So you've put together a little guide to the social media break. Some people call it a detox. I've always been a little mystified when I hear these kinds of things, because I always think, well, here's how you do it. You just put the phone away and you're done. But I guess it's not that easy for some people, is it?
Yeah, it can be a little bit more difficult. And, you know, and I mean, when I think of the word detox, you know, I usually use the word break, because detox really talks about things being temporary, and the temporary break from social media can be really therapeutic, you know, but sometimes I think you need something permanent, something with a little more structure. And, you know, I think when people struggle to find that kind of balance, you know, I think that stuff really helps.
I can see that. You've been doing this for, what, 15 years now?
Yeah, I have. But, you know, what's interesting, even before that, when the internet was, you know, brand new, it was shiny, you know, I wrote an article for a class assignment in college. I'm really dating myself now, but, you know, it was a class assignment. It was about online addiction. And I spoke to the psychologist, and the psychologist said that online addiction is real, and it's only going to grow as the internet grows. And then, you know, that was really interesting at the time. And then came social media. And to me, it's just amazing how much things have changed. Yet, you know, things have really still stayed the same.
Okay, let's talk about some of your suggestions. The first one has to do with separating your social media use from everything else you do, right?
Yes, that's right. And this is the starting point, really. I used to wake up, and the first thing I did was log into Twitter. And worse, I used to get notified every time someone tweeted. And now I really don't do that. I separate things by choosing the time of day where I want to check my social media and all of my notifications. I have to stress the word all, for Twitter, for Facebook, for Instagram, for LinkedIn, all of them. They're off until I decide to check them.
So you can go back and forth turning notifications on and off. You don't find that too difficult?
No. Actually, I don't. It's really easy. And, you know, you can even use the tools that are built into your devices. Now, for example, I use an iPhone. I know you use an iPhone, too. And Apple has this tool called Screen Time. And this feature, it keeps track of how many hours you're using your device. But it has another feature that always tends to be overlooked. You can set very specific parameters for being able to log into something. So let's say you don't want to be able to log into Twitter for the entire day today on Tuesday. You can set it that way. And if you end up clicking on the Twitter icon on your phone, it's grayed out and you have to take additional actions to get into the app. So even if you don't want to set it up, let's just say for a whole day, you can start by setting a certain number of hours, and then that's where you can say, it's okay to use the app between this time and this time. The difference between being always on and on for, let's say, 4 hours between 5 and 9 p.m., you'll find it's truly like night and day.
That does sound helpful for all kinds of things related to our digital lives, not just social media, right?
That's true. Pretty much anything digital would benefit from that. And you know what? In this screen time feature, there are so many variables. You could literally use a good chunk of that social media break to check out all the settings and make them just right for you.
It would be scary, wouldn't it, to one day just keep track of the time you spend checking your emails or being on Facebook or Twitter. And I think that would lead all of us to take your advice and get some kind of a break, because it's all about time management and wasted time, isn't it?
It really is. And the truth is, I actually get a report every week from Screen Time that says you used your phone this many hours this week up X percent from the week before. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, when I see it say 13, 14 hours that I've been using, you know, my device, I start to realize, okay, maybe that's a little bit too much. Even with the work I do, maybe I need to pare it back a little bit.
Yeah, it can be scary. All right, we'll take a quick break here, and then Scott actually has some information on tools to help us take that break. And in the Genius Bar department, a question about retrieving emails that we need Scott's help with. We'll get to that momentarily. WGN. It's our weekly get-together with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg, and we've been talking about a social media break. You can just log off, or there are some tools to help us, aren't there, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of ways you can do it. When I talk to people about this, I usually describe it as a social media vacation where you don't even send a postcard. You know, you just log out. And when you do, this is kind of what you were touching on before, Bob, you know, delete the app from your screen so you're not tempted, and don't put it back on until you return. Sometimes, you know, the most simplest tools are the ones at our disposal, and that one is right there all the time. Now, on some apps, you can actually set up email notifications so you can get a summary at the end of the day of all the things you've missed. That's fine, but my recommendation is go big or go home. I don't think that there's really a such thing as partially unplugging. It just doesn't work.
You know, when you talk about logging off or getting rid of some of those apps for at least your vacation period, then people get panicky because they just keep thinking, oh no, when I get back, I'm gonna spend days just catching up on everything. So there is that problem,
you know,
too.
You know, it is a problem. It's like when you have a week off of work and you don't check your email. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to have 5,000 emails. But, you know, sometimes that's the price you pay to get that break.
Okay, and when all else fails, just breathe, right?
You know, Bob, I can't believe how something so basic guides me through this whole thing and these recommendations. Because when I close my eyes and I breathe, I'm able to disconnect from all the ugly that I find on social media. I think that's one of the most overwhelming parts of everything, is that social media is so divisive these days. And this lets you really focus on what's important. You know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? And I know that's true, but sometimes a deep breath is worth 1,000 tweets. And I'm still working on making that sound smarter than it sounds, but I think I'm onto something there.
Yeah. Slow, deep breathing. Yes. In through your nose, out through your mouth. All right, let's get to the Genius Bar question of the week here for Scott Kleinberg. And I don't know if other people have this problem, but you remember an email that you wanted to answer, and so you want to go back on your phone and get to that email, find that email, so you can reread it or respond or whatever, and it's not there. It seems like it's just disappeared. And then maybe if you go in the search bar and search that address, perhaps it'll come up. But do you ever have this dilemma of disappearing emails, Scott?
Actually, Bob, I'm happy to tell you that, yes, this is not just a Bob Surratt problem. This is something that happens to a lot of people, myself included. I think a lot of people have complained about the fact that the search function on email is not a good function. You hit the nail on the head when you just said sometimes you have to search that search bar. That's the best way to find it. But the true hint that I have found in that situation is don't search by what you think is in the email. Don't search words. Search the name of the person who sent the email originally. I think you have much greater chance of it appearing if you do it that way. There's also one other tip I can give you. When you're using your iPhone, you'll see a tab at the top that says search current inbox or search all inboxes. It's really tempting to want to use current inbox because you know it's in your Gmail or wherever it is, right? And all you're thinking to yourself, if I have all this stuff mixed together, why would I want to do that? Choose all every time, because for whatever reason, it doesn't find it accurately on the current mailbox, even though it's in that same inbox and you know it, but the all inbox really makes a difference. I find it's the only thing that keeps me sane when I'm looking for something.
That's a good tip. Search all mailboxes.
Yep.
And
yep.
Do we know why you would have a disappearing email that, and I'm not talking about something that's really old, perhaps it's an email from just a couple of days back.
I don't have the technical reason why it's happening, but I will say this. I think it has to do with indexing. And indexing basically means that when something is in your system, that's what lets it find it later. It's like it puts it in the system for easy use later. I think it skips over certain emails or it doesn't actually index right away, because you can do a little experiment. If you try to search for this email, let's say 3 days after you got it, you can't find it. Try the exact same thing 3 days later. I bet you find it right away because the computer or the phone has actually come back and finished the indexing. And because that's happened, it makes it easier to find. I think it's just a technical quirk, and I think it translates in different ways.
Social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Thank you, Scott. Talk to you again next Tuesday morning.
Sounds great, Bob. Take care.